Okay, we're resuming in Mishpat, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Hachzik, says the Pasuk, Hachzik b'musar al teref. Hold on to Musar, don't weaken, don't soften the grip, right? Hold on to it well. Nitzireha ki hi chayecha. Guard it because it is your life. It's pretty good askama for Musar. It's pretty big words. Guard it because Musar is your life. So the Goyin says, Hachzik ba Musar al teref. Echoizis ha Musar sheizchalta boi v'techazek et atzmecha. Hold on to the Musar that you already begun. Because if you're holding, right, the lashon of hachzik is to hold on tight. So you already started it. You already have it in your hand. So the Goyin is saying you've already started. Hold on to it. But to chazek et atzmecha, strengthen yourself. So it's like hachzik ba musar. I think the way the Goyin is learning is to be mechazik yourself with the musar. That's what it sounds like he might. He's losing like a double lashon, right? But it seems he's learning it like there's a double lashon going on over here in the pasuk. On the one hand, hachzik is echoizis hamusar, hachzik b'musar is echoizis hamusar, and on the other hand, it's also meaning v'techazek et atzmecha, to be mechazik yourself. I think that the Goyin is learning here that there's like a double meaning going on in this lashon. Hachazik b'musar. So, right, hold on to the Musar and be mechazik yourself with the Musar. It looks like.
That's strange. Yeah.
I mean, there are such, you know, there are such things. That he would do it in this way. But that's what it looks like. Yeah. Al teref, and don't weaken from it. Afilu lefi shah, even momentarily. Al teref es atzmecha min ha-musar. Even momentarily, don't weaken yourself from the musar. Mamish, hold on to it tight. Ki hi chayecha, because it's your life, says the Goyin. Ki ma she adam chay.
Nitzra.
Nitzra, you don't have Nitzra next?
No.
Oh yeah, I have that.
What do you have here?
Nitzra.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Nitzra. Kiloima. Okay. Ella Adrabo Toysif Tomid Gdorim or Mitzvis Allah Musar Shalay Tovali De Rifyoin. So the Goyin is explaining Nitzrea is always from Lashon of like to fortify, to guard very strongly. The Goyin already said this earlier on in Mishlei. So it's a very starka shmira. How would you make a starka shmira? In other words, it's not just he already said don't weaken. So Nitzrea has to mean to do something so that you won't come to weaken in Musar. So that's what he's saying.
This isn't a Musar itself. This is something that's a Gedarim on the Musar.
Exactly. He's saying, Adrabba, you always have to add Gedarim and Mitzvahs on the Musar,
yeah,
to guard the Musar that you won't, they won't come to Lidei Rifyon. So the Musar helps you to keep Torah Mitzvahs. The Musar helps you break your Midas. It helps you, you know, build your personality so that you're going to be able to keep Torah Mitzvahs. That Avodas HaMusar you have to fortify, and you have to build some kind of techniques that are going to fortify that Musar that you'll never ever weaken in it.
Mitzvahs fortify the Musar, which fortifies the Musar.
Right, the Mitzvahs also fortify. Right. So you're saying it's like it almost like works as a circle. Yeah. Mitzvahs, add mitzvahs onto the Musar, and the Musar is in order to help you be mechazik you do mitzvahs.
These are mitzvahs, his own mitzvahs, no? Tosef Gedarim u mitzvahs ala Musar.
I'm not so sure. I don't think the Goyin. It is a strange lashon actually to always add mitzvahs on the Musar. I don't know what that lashon is.
I thought it meant like lotus and esse, like make yourself chizukim and also shmiros.
And also?
Gedarim.
Yeah.
That's Shmira that does get weaker.
And what's mitzvahs?
It's Eser, Kabbalos, like a Chiyuvi. I was making that up as going on.
Right, so I'm noted to believe that the Goyin over here, when he uses mitzvahs, does mean mitzvahs mamish, because the Goyin is against adding things that are not mitzvahs. In a number of places, I think some of them we even saw, right? He says, just do the mitzvahs leisus, be shown the mitzvahs leisus, keep the mitzvahs asay, don't do more.
What is
gedarim? The gedarim is, that's the kepashtas, to be goyder from...
Thing, making yemosif, your personal gedarim.
Yeah, gedarim, you're able to be mosif, that you find already, chazal, or mayra, asay, siyag,
l'teira.
But to be moisef mitzvahs that are not mamish mitzvahs, the Goyim was against that. I can just give you the classic example, right? The Baal Shem Tov and the Chassidus, they talks about, right? Chanoich toifer min olim. It says in Chazal that Chanoich was toifer min olim, and he was miyachid yichudim. He tied his, sewed his shoes, like making the shoes, sewed his shoes, and he was a miyachid yichudim making the shoes. And the Baal Shem Tov used this teaching to say that even mundane gashmizdika activities that a person does, he should be mechavin his das to the Rabbi Shalom, and in that way, even doing even through gashmiz, a person could be miyachid yichudim, could be miyachid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even those mundane things. And the Goyin and his Talmidim really warn against that kind of a mahalach. And Menachem Mendel Mishkov actually mentions this chanoich, whatever, like, and in a very scathing attack on Chassidus in the Sefer Mayim Adirim on the Idra Rabba, on the Idra Rabba, the Idra Zut, I don't remember now, and the Idra. So they were against it because, like we saw in a number of we saw together even, but there are other places as well where the Goyin says don't add mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah, don't make up a new mitzvah. So the famous comment of Shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, that they asked him, what are you supposed to mechaven when you're making shoes? What's the shoemaker you're supposed to mechaven making shoes? And he said that he should make good shoes. Like, so what that really is a reference to, huh? You should give a full product. You should. So what Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was basically saying is this the mahalach of the Goyin, which is what should concern you is doing, if you're doing something for Parnas and you're selling shoes, right? It should concern you the Chayshah Mishpat. Just do the halacha. Do what Hashem wants from you, which is you're producing something for somebody, the guy's paying you, make sure you do a good job. If your head is in the heavens at that time, you might actually mess up the job, you know, you might... That shouldn't be your concern. It's more than that. It's not Alts Echshashi going to mess up. That shouldn't be a concern. We don't mix the two things. Hashem gave us the Halachos Chayshah Mishpat, but that's enough to be Mekadosh the Gashmias. Don't do more than that in order to be Mekadosh Gashmias. And their concern was that it got into the realm Kim'at of Egel Zov, of like, you know, Klaus said, oh, let's serve Hashem through this Gashmias, through this Egel of Zov. And that's the Goyin uses that lashon in his famous letter against the Chassidus, which, okay, it's referring specifically to what's one of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that even there's elokut, even in the eitzim v'avonim, even in the stones, in the wood and the stones. And the Goyin says on that in his famous letter against the Chassidim, it was a very, very short letter. So one of the comments is that they say Eile Lehecha Yisrael, right? Which is the comment of which the pasuk says the Jewish people said about the eagle, that they're calling physical things. They're saying, "Oh, here's Hashem." So, if you're busy making a shoe and doing yichudim, for example, what does it mean yichudim? You're looking at this thing and you're seeing the elokus inside this shoe, right? The v'atam mechayis kulam. You're tapping into the Hashem, and you can basically Chas V'Shalom come to make it avodah zarah. That was the taina. The Chassidim weren't doing that. That wasn't what they meant, and that wasn't what the Baal Shem Tov meant. But nevertheless, that was the concern. Okay, so therefore, I'm saying that I tend to understand that mitzvahs over here is mitzvahs mamish. And gedarim is gedarim, like you said, like gedarim, not to come to do things that are wrong, And mitzvahs is to be mechazik.
And you moshif
mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is just to do more mitzvahs. To look around, to look to do more mitzvahs.
Yeah. But he's using it to Allah Musa, Shalai Yavon, the Muslim there for you, no?
Shalai Tavili de Rifyun, yeah.
Ah, maybe it says Yavon. But Tavon is Rifyun in the Muslim.
Right, that you shouldn't
so
end
what's
up.
What's the mitzvah? How is that?
So I don't know, like, what would be an example of a mitzvah that that would be mechazik that inyan, that, I don't know. I have to think about that. What would be, I guess, if you're, let's say you're working on a mitzvah, I don't know, regarding davening. So perhaps the ma'isef mitzvah on the refiyin would be maybe deciding to say a kapitel tehillim before davening. You know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says tehillim in the morning before shachris. Maybe that's like a mitzvah because it's amiras tehillim, it's amiras mikra, and it's a tosefes mitzvah, and it's coming to put you in the right state of mind and in the right mode for the davening. I don't know, just perhaps something in that direction. You know, each thing you would have to, depending on what the person's working on.
You're using a mitzvah, and I'm sorry to make your spinos.
Yeah.
Then you can provide.
Yeah. Okay.
And your marviyah, but to him, not just to him himself, but also to him gets you right. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Gets you in the fair mind.
Yeah. Kihi chayecha. So the Gaon says, right, why is it so important to fortify Musar and be very stark with the Musar? Kihi chayecha. Because this is your life. Ki masha adam chai, what a person is living for, who kedei lishbor masha loy shavar deina oise hamida, is in order to break that midah that he has not yet broken. Unbelievable Gaon. I've said in the past, you know, to different times, or, you know, sometimes the Sheva Brachos, I've used this yisai, is that, you know, a couple gets married, and then they they wake up the next morning and they suddenly realize, like, oops, this person has some very annoying midah, and, you know, each of them sees about this, the next person, like, oh boy, what did I get myself into? Okay, I'm gonna look away, you know, try it, and it's like tough. You start to. But the MS is, that's what do you think? If we're alive, it's because we're not shleimim. The fact that a person is alive is in order to. Is because he's got some kind of deficiency, some kind of concern over here that he has to be mashlim. So, shouldn't be a chiddush. That's what we're here for. That's why you get married, is to help perfect yourself and your spouse because you really won. And now, that shouldn't be a shock. Go for it. It's not so that's really what the Gaon is saying here. We are here, the fact that we are alive is in order to break a midah that we have not yet broken. By the way, the Rebbe Elimelech Melezhinsk, in his famous Tzetel Katan, which many Hasidim anayik to, many Hasidim, they have to learn it Baal Peh, by Bar Mitzvah they have to already know Baal Peh. Many say it every morning, every day. So one of the things over there that he writes is Adam like Nivra Ba'olam Rak L'Shabir Set Teva. The person was created in the world only to break his nature, to break the nature. L'chein Yizaras Atzmi L'Sakan Midoisa Bishnas Yudchas Davka. He says therefore there's an inyan to be Mesakan your Maisim in the 18th year of a person's life. Perhaps it's, it doesn't explain over there why, but. I guess it's, you know, Shmaras Lechupa. It's probably related to that. But but in any case, you see the same Yisoid in the Gaon and also by the Echsidim, right? Rabbi Melech.
Finished by 18, though.
Huh?
Rabbi Melech, he's saying, "Tiny, you finished by 18."
Well, that's not finished. He says, "Yizar is asking Sakin Midoso." I have to, yeah. But you see the same.
When he gets married, so
that's the biggest shvirus amidus.
If they get married, they have to start again.
So you see the same is said by both of them, that we are here in order to break amidus. It's actually a tragedy that there are so many people that have given up on changing their amidus. It's a tragedy. It's mamash a tragedy. I would say ruba de ruba of people, regardless if they're bnei Torah or not bnei Torah, whatever it is, at some point they fall into this understanding, like, this is who I am, and this is invited. Now they live their life in that way. And the fact is that we can never lose, we should never lose focus of the fact at every point in time we have to be focused on fixing up and breaking some kind of midah. Now, to work on everything at the same time is very, very difficult. So the Bali Musar, of course, say, you know, take that one midah, take one thing, and work on it for a long tkufa until you chip away, until you break it. And you basically, you mamash, change your nature. It's actually another issue, is whether it's possible to change your nature or not. There's different, even within Teres Chabad, I found the stira in that. But but I'm not getting into that. One way or the other, there clearly is an inyan that a person has to be shaver his midas. So it's something that I think is very important to stress. Shaver is zman tshuva, we spoke about. But this it's without this, a person's missing the whole point of life. That's mamish pure pashat, what the pasuk over here is saying. It's not even begeder the goin and the melech. That's pashat. This is the pasuk. Kihi chayecha. This Musar, and that's what Musar is. The Eben Shlema adds when he brings down this Yisayit from the Goyin, right? So he says, Iker chiyus ha'adam u'l'schazek tamid b'shvir samidus. The Iker life of a person is in order to always be mischazek in breaking midas. V'im lav lam lechaim. And if not, what's the point of life? V'zeh shama kosav hachzik b'musa al-teref nitzreya kihi chayecha. Ki Musar nikra mashem eshaber midoisa v'heilich negativoi. Musar is called, what is the word Musar? The word Musar is from Lashon of liyaser, to afflict oneself, to suffer. Yeah? So, what does that mean? It's when a person breaks his midos and goes against his nature. When you're going
to... Lashon asil.
Huh?
To lock.
What?
Musar, Lashon asurim.
Like asurim, no. The ikar is ki yasur ishas bincha. You afflict. You're painting. It's the same lashon though, because what you're talking about asur from the lashon of asurim is to be bound, is to be tied. It's the same thing. When you afflict yourself, you're like binding yourself into a certain
context.
It's related, yeah. But
different.
No, yeah, but it's.
In the beginning of the sefer.
Yeah.
The das Musar shim yitzur atzmo.
Right.
That's Musar.
The pasuk brings
is a kachas Musar haskel.
It's a
poisonous.
The pasuk
brings.
Unbelievable.
No, he says, "Well, him asur. Ha'ainu osim shekvar ibiad yitzurim him asurim tachas yado v'gavur leimitzimod yetsi oidei ha'musar."
So he's relating them to each other.
Right.
Because they're really coming from the same place. Okay, so
it comes out the opposite one. Assume bi idea too, and the miyaser atzma to get at it.
Right. Right. So the going of, I just finish off the going. We really read the lashon already in the mishlema. It's the same lashon. Lachain tzarach tamer lischazik. Therefore, you need to always be mischazik. Lo yischazik lama lechaim. Well, what's the point of life? It's a big thing. It's a very big aside. Okay. Kihi chayecha. Right, the next pasuk. Ba'erech Rishoyim al tavo. In the ways of Rishoyim, in the path of Rishoyim, you should not come. Al te asher b'derech roim. And you shouldn't, like, praise. We'll see the goyim. It brings down the hagov here in the name of the goyim. It's from Lashon of ki ishruni bonos. Right, the daughters or girls will praise me. So that's behindu al tamlitz utidaber toiv aleim v'ardarkom. Not to speak nicely and speak good about them, praise them, in the derech of the roim. So the goyin says, ba'iruch Hashem al tovoy. There's a distinction here between rishoyim and roim. The first part of the pasuk is rishoyim, and the second part is roim. What's the difference between a rasha and a ra? Says the goyin, ki rishoyim hem ben adam lamakim. Rishayim Rishus is an issue of Ben Adam L'Makim, between the person and Hashem. V'Royim Him Ben Adam L'Briyas. Whereas Royim has to do with a person and his fellow man, the way he treats others. That's Royim. V'amru Chazal, we see that Chazal say Ruben begezel mi'utin be'arayis. Right. So gezel is of course bein adam lechaveroi, and arayis is bein adam lemakom. Even though there can be an aspect of bein adam lechaveroi also involved, but the ikar yitzer of the arayis and everything is a bein adam lemakom issue. So if most people are begezel, the Gaon is learning that you see from here harayaroi merubim and rishayim. You see that the royim, right, which is bein adam lechaveroi. Most people have a problem of stealing on some level, right? Because again, stealing is not just sticking your hand into somebody's pocket and taking out money. It could be on dakas and yonim that people can end up being over gezel chas v'shalom.
Arayis on dakas and yonim is not the rubo. The bizarai arayis is dakas.
Yeah, it's a good question, but his dakas, I guess, is not the. It's not, I guess, it's a good question, but I guess the one of two things. I mean, it could be that histaklus bemezid, and you know, histaklus means to continue looking. Could be in that taka when things were more normal, the taka did not have ruben be histaklus. You know, that's one possible mala. Maybe today, what unfortunately. Probably would be true to say Ruben Behistaklis, at least, you know, perhaps wasn't true in those days. I don't know. At least if I was there, I don't remember.
Saying that it changed maybe.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe. But the other possibility is that it doesn't include all the Abizrai Darais. Maybe it just includes. By Gezel, it's the Gezel itself. It's not just Abizrai. Yeah.
Okay.
That's. So, but nevertheless, we see from Chazal that the Ro'im are more than the Rishoyim. Because Ruben Megezel, whereas just the Miut is by Arayis. L'chein amar etzel Rishoyim bo'erech, therefore by the Rishoyim it uses the Lashon of Erech, which we already saw the Gaon continuously uses this, because Shlomo HaMelech continuously uses these Lashonis of Erech and Derech. Erech he uses as a small secret path, like a small, right? So, for the Rishoyim he uses Erech, because they're a miut. There's not so many Rishoyim Bein Adam Lamakim. I mean, you would have to say that today that that's not necessarily accurate. Yeah. I mean, today, the Bein Adam Lamakim, certainly, I mean, taking the Jewish people at large, unless you just say that, okay, almost everybody's Tinik Shanishba, and therefore they're not in that gedder of Rishoyim. Maybe you could say that. Not in the gedder of Rishoyim. In Bein Adam Lamakim, but certainly Bein Adam Lamakim, I mean, I don't know what to say. Bein Adam Lamakim and Bein Adam Lechaveru is not greatest.
Well, they say that like Haredi ladies walking more than Chiloni because they all the time on the smartphone instead of walking. It's totally Gezel. Gezel is not so easy. Not
what?
So
what? Say it again.
Finally, you're saying that everyone's in Gezel nowadays, and saying Gezel is also mainstream now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Bein Adam Lechaveru, both. And Yanim are very, very shver. Yeah, but Ruben Begezel was always that case. So the fact that they continued.
No, Ruben just, I guess it's something they call a nefesh. The moment is much easier to get stuck with, or just much more poets by a person himself. It's like a guy says
there's a yesod that I saw, I think in Rishima's Shiurim. I saw it in Rishima Shurim, but I can't remember which Masech. Don't remember offhand which Masech, but and I hope I'm going to say it over roughly right. He brings down that Rav Soloveitchik said about his grandfather, Rav Chaim. Somebody asked, well, Rav Chaim posed the question and the answer, why is it we find you can have a person who's going to be machmer on treifus if the Rav says, the animals is treif, he throws it out. That's a very big hefset. It's a tremendous loss to throw out an entire animal. There's no problem with it. It could be hundreds of, but he'll go to Dentira and whatever, he'll fight his head off with a friend for a lot less money. So I think that he answers, I think it's the check, I don't remember where it is, but is it that the site that he said was, the difference is that when you lose the behemoth, when you're machmer and kashrus, whatever it is,
like
so say that you do it. But here it's the other guy is getting what you is getting it from you. It's between you and the next guy. There's like that competition between Adam Lechaver over here. That hurts the person. Even on less money, that already is not willing to. That's you've seen it also?
No, right.
But that's a psychological thing. A lot of times, the etzem fact that the person lost money doesn't bother him as much as the fact that he lost it to that other guy. It's my property, my thing, you know. Like.
Well, give the guy tzedakah. The day before, he gave the guy much more.
Okay, so so therefore the by the Rishoyim is because it's just a small path. There's not so many Rishoyim. It's a Royim Derech, but by Derech is a very big path. It's a wide path that already has to have for the masses the Royim. Va'oid, and another thing is Masha Bin Adal Lamakom Behester. When it comes to Bin Adal Lamakom, those are things that are usually done in hiding, in a hidden way. People don't necessarily see it. It's between you and God. Lachen ama oirech, therefore use lashon oirech, which is like a hidden path. It's not such an obvious path. Vechein al tavoben, and so too it says, don't come into them. Avol derech haroyim hu begolui. But when it comes to being adam l'chaveri things, the derech of the roim is begolui. Shura lebrias, he's bad to the other to brias. That's ben adam l'chaveri. Memela, it's something that's known. So therefore, ein tzarech lemar al tova. He doesn't have to say, don't come there. Keep shitu. That's pashat. Of course, don't come into do averis benot. Right? Ach al ta'asher b'derech roim. But don't even praise the derech of roim. Don't even speak positively about them. He's saying pshita because it's an obvious thing. Like, don't fall into that derech. You don't want to fall in there. Because
the galui is more obvious. Yeah. Galui, you'll get just caught.
No, because it's galui, so everybody knows to be aware of it because it's so obvious. It's out in the open.
The derech is galui.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so I think we'll stop here. Okay, so some Yisoidus Dikregoins. Yeah.